January 22. Sons of God are led by Him. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. The Holy Spirit is a person, for He beareth witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. When this witness is born, it carries with it its own evidence. At such times we believe and are sure that we are the children of God. The Lord has fullness of grace to bestow on every one that will receive the heavenly gift. The Holy Spirit will bring the God-entrusted capabilities into Christ's service and will mold and fashion the human agent according to the divine pattern in proportion as the human agent shall earnestly desire the transformation. Those who consent to be led by the Spirit of God will be illuminated and sanctified. They will discern the hatefulness of sin and the beauty of holiness. They will esteem it a great honor to be called the sons of God, knowing that they are wholly unworthy to be associated with Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father. Christ took upon Him our nature that He might associate us with Himself. He suffered in the flesh that He might bring many sons and daughters to God. It is the Spirit that causes to shine into darkened minds the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness, that makes men's hearts burn within them with an awakened realization of the truths of eternity, that presents before the mind the great standard of righteousness and convinces of sin, that inspires faith in Him who alone can save from sin, that works to transform character by withdrawing the affections of men from those things which are temporal and perishable, and fixing them upon the eternal inheritance. The Spirit recreates, refines, and sanctifies human beings, fitting them to become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King.